You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Wax. Do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. Anniversary.
We are officially in the terrific twos. Today we are so happy to be celebrating our show's second year anniversary on the air, and we could not be more grateful for this opportunity God has given us. When we started, Emily was a solo act, working diligently to bring you informative yet entertaining shows every Sunday. And in the spring of 2019, this dynamic duo decided it was time to make it a team effort.
Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day, personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Yolanda Adams with The Only Way, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
The Savior I know, and the thing Hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Thank you for the work that you do. Thank you to your audience that listens and supports you. We need your voices to continue because everybody does not carry our message. So we need you to continue to carry the message of the people. So you guys stay strong and be encouraged.
I feel like y'all are family.
Beautiful.
I sense the sisterhood. So I just... You can always tell when it's like, you know, kindred spirit, like spirit.
Yes.
And I really thought about you guys, that you really love God and you really love people. So, again, I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom and for the opportunity for me to just share your platform with you.
The best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here, 63999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in during our second year anniversary special broadcast. But first, here's You Are God by Brandon Campor and One Way, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio.
And the heart of the broken, you turn the night into day. You never leave a child forsaken, and you know each one by name, 'cause you were God.
And God alone,
and the world is in your hands.
And the world is in your hands.
Yes, the world is in your hands.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to share with your wonderful person who has always, always been a pleasure to have. Our first guest is the founder of Sisters with Voices, Inc., an author, freelance media, and a beauty educator. Let's welcome Jocelyn Jeanette Willis to the Brand New Day family again.
Woo-hoo.
Jocelyn?
Where, maybe she's waiting on our claps. Where's our intro?
All is well. Well, Deanne, we are so excited just to be able to celebrate and share with each of our listening audience members how wonderful it is to have been giving you amazing, amazing conversation, radio, and inspirational music throughout the last couple of years. Yes, we've had some ups and downs. What hasn't had ups and downs? Who hasn't had ups and downs? So we truly appreciate our listening audience for tuning in each and every Sunday. We could not do this without you. Without you all, there is absolutely no purpose for us being here. So we appreciate your listening to us each and every Sunday. When Deanne and I were planning this show, we were so excited because we wanted to make sure that we brought you quality programming and quality guests, as we always do. And so we know that today is very, very special, and we're looking forward to talking to our special guests on this evening. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So, Deanne, just share with our listening audience how you felt about our time here on Brand New Day.
Well, I think this is an amazing show. I think the platform is great. I think it is, it definitely makes me keep up with studying the word and being in tune spiritually, because I want to make sure that whatever God puts on our hearts to deliver, that we're doing it in the proper way. And so for the past year or so, I think that I've been on here, it's been great. Like, I'm very, Emily's a hard worker. I can't even tell y'all how many jobs Emily has here. But this show has brought me so much peace and satisfaction, and I really enjoy working with Emily and bringing you all the content that we do. I mean, we put a lot of effort into what we do each week, and
yes,
we just want to make sure that our listeners are satisfied, just like we are.
Yes, and so right now we are ready to bring in our first guest, Jocelyn Jeanette Willis. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi.
Absolutely. We love you here at Brand New Day. So let's go ahead and just dive right on in. Let's dive right on in. We know that you are, of course, a returning family member to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, but do you mind just briefly reintroducing yourself to our listening audience and tell them a little bit about what you do?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me once again. I am the founder of Sisters with Stories Incorporated, and what we do is we bring awareness about sexual assault, and we give back to survivors, providing them with resources and holistic tools to get them to the point of healing, as well as giving back to those in the community, the homeless outreach, single mothers, and the youth.
Awesome, awesome. So I hear that you have a new book out called Beauty for Ashes, Conspiracy, Betrayal, and Redemption. Tell us what inspired you to write this book.
Ooh, this is my baby. I really wanted to write this book because, for number one, God was leading me to write the book, and I wanted to be able to have a resource out there, not just my voice as far as speaking, but something that they can have in their hands so that they can know that they, too, can get past any traumatic situation that they've gone through. And so it was just a set time for me to release the book, and it's about my journey and my life story pretty much.
Awesome.
This is co-host Deanne Lax, and I know you said that the book is speaking a lot about your journey, and we definitely encourage our listeners to go out and get it. But how would you specifically encourage others? Is there something that you could tell us today that you could encourage others who have experienced similar circumstances and how to turn the page on their lives? Is there anything that you can share with us today?
Definitely, yes, I can. I would say start speaking your story. And I know that once you speak your story, that's giving light to it. That's giving hope as well. And I think that once you start speaking, because we all know that it says in the word that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. And with speaking your story, whether it's just aloud to yourself, you can start out like that, because that's what I did. And then I begin to write about it. And when I would write about it, it's like God was cleansing me from a lot of the pain that I had endured. It wasn't an overnight process. But that was the beginning part of my journey towards holistic healing. So I would say speak right. And then after you do that, get spiritual guidance as well as professional counseling.
Yeah. And I know that this has been a pretty heavy year. We're still going through a pandemic, and so many other things have happened as a result. I know that people think that maybe 2021, that's going to be my year, and said, you know, they're thinking ahead. But what would you do to find joy in the present right now?
Ooh, that's a wonderful question. To find joy right now for me has been prayer. Prayer has been so crucial in my life, even before 2020. So I think that, like, in this time where we're in a time of isolation, prayer is key. When you're communing with God, allowing Him to speak to you during those times of prayer, and during those times of prayer, it gives you hope, it gives you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. So prayer and meditation and having self-care, whether it's music, whether it's walking, whether it's exercising, or whether it's even reading, things like that, that has helped me and has sustained me during this time. Yes.
Well, here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So please tell our listening audience where we can purchase your new book and make it a bestseller.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. You can purchase my book, Beauty for Ashes. It's available for purchase on Amazon. If you would like an autographed copy, you can also contact me through my business line, and it's 682-307-9149 to get an autographed copy. But pretty much on Amazon, you have to search Beauty for Ashes, Conspiracy, Betrayal, and Redemption.
Awesome. And we'll definitely be doing our part to post about your book on our social media platforms to share information as well. So, but Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us on our special day. We're so excited to
thank you.
Join the day.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So tell us again where our listeners can reach out to you online, whether it's a website or your social media platforms.
I can be reached on social media at Jocelyn_Janae, and it's pronounced Janae, but it's spelled J-A-N-E-T. Also, you can feel free to contact me via email at sisterswithstories@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, you know, you are always welcome here at Brand New Day. You know, you're our family, and we appreciate you coming. We want you to stay safe and stay well. And we hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563 888-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Again, we thank Jocelyn Jeanette Willis for joining us on today. Here's Brandon Campbell and One Way with I Choose You.
So many people pulling me their own way. Worthless affections trying to take your place. But nothing can ever take me from you. And if they ask me to choose, I'll choose you. I'll choose you. Saying that if I choose your way, I'd have to give up everything. But what's worth holding on to if I don't have you? Yeah. If they ask me to choose, I'll choose you.
Hey, Emily and Deanne, this is Ramon Lax, and I just wanted to congratulate you both on your 2-year anniversary. You guys are tearing up the airwaves, and everything sounds so good. Each week, I'm enjoying listening to you guys. You guys are getting quality guests on the show, and you guys are really, really, really tearing it up. And I just wanted to encourage you to keep your head up, keep moving forward, keep doing a great job, and we will all see you guys at the top. So thank you for what you do, and keep up the good work. Take care.
Hey, Emily, I'm so godly proud of you. This is your sister in Christ, Shawnee, and I'm so glad that a brand new day is 2 years old, and I'm asking God to give you much, much more, and that He would open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. Congratulations, a brand new day with Emily. Bigger and better. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have they heard.
I'm Jocelyn J. Willis, and I would like to congratulate Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. May God bless your efforts. I know that greater is on the horizon, and not just for you, but for the listeners as well. Thank you for all of the interviews and all of the times that you poured into people. I know that greater is on the horizon. Just keep going and keep moving forward.
Listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are celebrating 2 years, helping you get a fresh start, gain a renewed heart, learn to live smart, as we empower families to be fearless. We have another incredible, fabulous guest who we have had the absolute pleasure of listening to their music online. We are also playing it on the show today so that you can hear it, so you can tell us what you think, because we love it. Let's welcome Brandon Tamper and One Way to the Brand New Day family.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, this is Brandon. We're so glad to be on the show today to celebrate your 2-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Yes. Awesome. So, Brandon, is it just you, or do we have the rest of the group?
We have everybody on. We have Julia. Julia, you there?
Julia.
And we have Fred and Angela.
Okay.
I believe everyone's there. They should be.
Okay.
I know I'm
okay. Okay. Well, amen. So tell our listening audience a little bit about yourselves in the group. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Sure. Well, I'll start. We've been together for about, well, we've known each other half our lives. 3 out of the 4 of us went to high school together. That's where we met. We bonded over music and ministry. After our college years, we reconnected and we began to actually work in ministry full time together. And that's what started our group. And, there's an interesting story there of how it began. But, from that point to now, we've navigated a lot of different experiences, really high highs and some lows as well. But it's brought us to this point in our career and our ministry where we really feel that God is working it all together for good. And the song God of Mercy that we're promoting right now is just a glimpse into a lot of the great things that God is doing. And we're just so excited to be doing what we love, but also doing it with people that we love, each other.
Awesome. So tell us, what made you choose gospel as a music genre to minister to? What makes you
gospel?
Yeah,
of course. Well, I'll answer first. I think we can all answer that personally. But for me, it comes down to that there's no other genre of music that I've been able to sing that does more for me than it does other people. You know, like most times, and just when you're entertaining people, it's for the other person. You know, you're giving them a good performance. But I find when I sing gospel music, it ministers to me. You know, I'm in it to, of course, bless other people, but the same songs that I'm singing are coming out of such a real place in my life that it in turn ministers to me. And of course, you know, when you experience Jesus and you fall in love with him, the natural response is to kind of want to devote everything in your life to him. And music is just something that was kind of, without question, something that I had to give back to him. And so that's why I choose gospel music. Who else is on here that can answer? Angie?
I'm on here. This is Fred Cleveland.
Oh, Fred. Okay.
Hey, Fred. I have to definitely agree with Brandon. For me, I was raised in the church. My grandparents, my parents, all preachers. So I grew up listening to gospel music. As I got older, I definitely connected with it through my relationship with God, through my growing relationship with God. And that's one thing. Just knowing, like Brandon said, knowing how the Lord has helped me through so many times and experiencing his love, experiencing his grace, everything that we sing about, experiencing it firsthand, made it so much easier to not only connect with it, but to share with other people and to help other people through their life journey, you know? So that's That's my experience.
And I'll concur with my brothers and say that this is Angela. That indeed, growing up in the church, being a PK myself, I was always surrounded by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And at an early age, I experienced God for myself, and I knew it was my life journey to use my life to be a witness. And the best way to do that is through gospel music.
Hey, so Julia is here. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, Julia, yeah. We hear you.
So I choose gospel music because I learned through music. So it was easier for me to learn about God through singing about him. It was easier for me to learn the scriptures through singing them, to learn parables through singing them, just to learn more about God through singing his music. So I wanted to be able to share that same message and to be able to teach people the same way that I learned. So that's why I choose gospel music.
All right. Well, this is co-host Deanne Lax, and I have to tell y'all, when I heard your song on Instagram, I was blown away. And I told Emily the other day, I said, I had to see. I was like, who are these cute little pizza girls out here blowing? Reminded me of a pizza. This reminded me of Black Panther. Y'all, I mean, this song is truly, God of Mercy is truly inspirational, and it made me go back and listen to everything else that you've had. But I want to know, how have you been received among your peers in the gospel Christian community?
Well, I think you know, there's been nothing but love for a majority of our experiences and support. And, you know, we humbly, you know, say that we know there's still a lot more to accomplish. The great things that we've seen in our ministry together, we know it's really minuscule compared to what we believe God is going to do. But there's been such a great response, even just as you just mentioned, you know, to I'm so happy at really how we are representing Christ right now. You know, it's not just good music, but it feels good to look good doing it too, you know. And I got to shout out Julia, who's on the phone. She's really been she's been spearheading kind of the styling for the group. So if you've liked any of the outfits the girls are wearing, that's been Julia. And, you know, but quite frankly, If any one of us was missing from the equation, it wouldn't be one way, you know. So you need Angie, you need Fred, you need Julia, and, you know, I guess I'll show up too. But it's just been such a great response, you know. It's exciting to look forward to what could be, you know.
Right.
And I think to add to that, the reception has been good because I would say my brothers and my sister, they are sincere. So not only do we sing about God, but we desire to be a light. So it's emulated in how we interact with others. And I would say many of our encounters with different groups or our success, if you will, is because we have relationships. And we just don't show up to show up and have a facade of celebrity. Mm-hmm. We build relationships. Mm-hmm. We're bringing each other back to Christ. We are always holding each other accountable. So that is a part of our ministry, not just to sing, but to really be a light to the world.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Yeah. And you all, because of quarantine, I know it's probably difficult to really get out here and not only sing the gospel, but also, you know, promote yourselves as well. And I'm assuming, are you all millennials? Are y'all?
Yeah, we are. We're not Generation X. We're millennials.
Okay,
speak for yourself.
You understand the whole social media and being able to promote yourself. So that's a really good thing that, you know, you have that on your side, being able to definitely promote yourself in this way. And so do you all have any mentors or anybody who's helping you during this time that that influence you with your music that keep you all going? Any mentors or
I think we can each speak to a different part of our life that we've carried into this season. There was a 5-year gap for our group where we didn't do any together. We were doing it separately in our individual endeavors. And for me, it was moving to New York and working with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, who is pretty well known, and, you know, and the experience there of kind of, I love harmonies and I love singing with the group, but 4 people is so much different than 250, you know, and it was quite an experience for me to first sit under the great leadership of Carol Cimbala, who founded the choir, and but to take all of my experiences there, writing for them and even directing them and singing for them, and now come to what I'm doing with One Way and see how that's, you know, kind of weaving its way into some of the creativity and all of that. And so, that's one of the things I was doing that I know has carried over into this, but has also been in a form of mentorship as well, because it has indeed, and you know, it's starting to display itself in our music.
Yeah.
Who else wants to go?
Mm.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, where are y'all originally from?
Well, we're all from the DC Baltimore area. Well, that's okay. Julia is in Baltimore, and she would not say DC is the same thing. But we're all from the DMV area, basically, and that covers DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And I think each of us have lived in one of those states at one point. But I currently live in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, Julia's in Baltimore. Fred and Angela are in Prince George's County.
Okay.
And but Fred is from DC.
All right.
Yeah, and even right now, you know, we're talking on the phone from different places, like we're each in our respective places. You know, this pandemic has certainly taught us, and not just us, many people, as you said, in ways to stay relevant and connected, just how to get stuff done. You know what I mean? It's been a great challenge in that sense to be creative and all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, this is host Emily Blue again. Here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. So we know that God has blessed your ministry tremendously with some amazing voices and your talent.
Yeah.
We want everybody to hear you. I know I purchased everything over the last couple of days. So where can we purchase your music?
Anywhere music is sold. digitally, it's available everywhere. We're on all streaming platforms. You can Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music, and our music video, God of Mercy, is on YouTube. People can watch it there. And, of course, they can plug into all of our social media networks. The hub for the group is BC One Way. That's B as in Brandon, C as in Camper, the number one way, .com. That's the website. And at BC One Way is my Instagram handle. And you can find each of the group members from there because they're all tagged in all the pictures.
Okay, awesome. Well, we thank you so much, Brandon and Fred and Angie and Julia, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. We are so glad to have you. So, Deanne, should we ask them?
Go ahead.
Ask questions.
What's that?
Before they go.
That's gonna be a little hard. Go ahead.
Give us a little snippet of something. Is that possible?
We would love to. We're just all in different locations, so to be kind of
sitting
together.
Maybe
at one time.
We could do our individual parts real quick, maybe, and we could sing a little bit of it. You know what would be funny is if I count to three and we just start singing and we see what happens. But,
Oh my goodness!
Honestly, it would be difficult challenge to do. But I know that are you guys gonna play the song, Emily?
We are.
Cool. And if you want us to sing it, we can sing it through real quick. But, you know, I know you're about to play it as well. You tell us how you'd want it to happen, but it will be challenging to do it all together right now. That's all we're saying.
Well, just one person can give us a little something.
Me? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
fine.
Here's God of Mercy. What's my key? Is Aria near you, Julia? Aria's daughter has perfect pitch.
Yeah, she's downstairs. She has Demi outside in the backyard.
Well, I'm just going to choose
this
a key.
Real
this
radio,
may not be the
y'all.
Right. This may not be the right key. Here it is.
God of mercy. God of mercy. Always with me. You are always with me.
Amen.
So
yay!
Beautiful. Thank you so much, you guys.
We love you. Will you do us a favor? Come back again?
Anytime. Because you're family now.
Of course,
awesome.
Emily. Anytime you call, we'll jump on the phone and make it happen for you.
And no matter how big y'all get,
please don't forget about us.
All right.
We truly appreciate your support, and we wish you a happy second anniversary. Thank you for just allowing the music to live on your platform, and we do pray it's a continued blessing and that your show is a blessing to many people as well. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Good evening, you guys. Bless the rest of the week, and be safe.
Thank you so much.
Me too.
God bless you all.
God bless
you. All right. Good night.
God bless you.
Wow, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we thank you all again for being with us to share this special celebration. Deanne, they are always welcome here at Brand New Day. Always.
Definitely. You heard me talking about how old they are. You know, when you get over 40, everybody's a child now.
Yeah. All right. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Brandon Camper and One Way with their newest single, God of Mercy.
Amen.
my past. Your love is an ocean, trading my beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. God of mercy, God of mercy, always with me, always with me. God of mercy, God of mercy, you're always with me, always with me.
Oh, full of mercy.
You're full of mercy.
Hi, this is Kia D with We Talk Radio Network and Heels on the Move to Heal nonprofit organization. I am super duper excited and want to say congratulations to the beautiful and the oh so amazing Emily Blue. She has not only done something for herself, she has created something for others that they can hang on to for years and years to come. These incredible radio shows and podcasts that Emily Blue creates are absolutely amazing and untouchable. She is extraordinarily encouraging and empowering. She is amazing, and you've got to check her out every single Sunday on We Talk Radio Network. She has an incredible and powerful message. She's a mentor. She has a nonprofit organization. She gives back in so many ways. And I'm not just talking about the amazing events that she does. I'm just talking about just speaking to people. The way she encourages you is absolutely amazing. I had the opportunity to meet Emily Blue many years ago. I was in an incredible pageant, the Texas Plus America pageant, and had an extraordinary opportunity to meet her back then, and then years later had another opportunity to have her be an extraordinary personality, a radio personality, and have a host right here on We Talk Radio Network. And I'm telling you, we couldn't do what we do without Miss Emily Blue. We appreciate you, Emily Blue. You stay encouraged. You keep going. I know this is the fight. I see. We in it together. But I will tell you one thing. We are not fighting alone. God literally says we don't even have to fight this battle. He's going to do it for us. So you keep staying encouraged. You keep encouraging others. You keep staying empowered. You keep empowering others. You keep staying resilient. And you keep allowing others to see the resiliency in you. And I'm telling you, it's going to shine brightly all the way back to everybody's household that you're speaking into. I appreciate you for taking the opportunities and the time and the resources that you have and bringing them to our network. Again, we cannot do this without Emily Blue. We love you here at We Talk Radio Network. I, Kia D, loves you more than you will ever know. Thank you, Queen. I know I had 60 seconds, but you bigger than 60 seconds, boo. I love you.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio with Bronda Ray at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on We Talk Radio Network. We have some final words of encouragement as we continue to celebrate this amazing, amazing second year anniversary.
Hi, Emily. It's Denise Castile. I just wanted to say congratulations. And I can't believe it's been 2 years already since you've been doing the amazing Brand New Day with Emily Blue. I am excited to see all the things that you're still going to do, and I'm praying that the show continue to be as impactful as it has been. Again, congratulations.
Hey, Emily and Deanne, this is Dr. Keetra. I just want to take this moment and say congratulations on your second year anniversary of Brand New Day podcast. You two are doing an amazing job and you are changing lives. Stay strong and stay focused, and may God continue to bless you. Thank you for all you do.
Hey, Emily, happy 2 year anniversary. I know you are super excited. And I know there are so many more amazing things coming your way. I wish you nothing but abundance and high vibrations for all your future endeavors. Keep shining bright.
Hey, hey, Miss Diva Emily Blue. This is Michelle Zeta. And I just want to say congratulations on your second year anniversary. I am so delighted that our paths crossed and that we were able to be connected. You have truly been a blessing in my life. Cheers to many, many more years on air. Love you, sis.
Today is the first day of the best day of your life.
Oh.
The best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. That was Donald Lawrence with The Best Is Yet to Come, and it is truly, truly the truth in your life. So take heed to those inspirational words. Well, we have reached the end of our show. We would love to hear from you. We want to thank everyone who sent their congratulatory messages and the well wishes on this second year anniversary. We would like to take this time to appreciate our show producer, Bronda Ray, for all of her hard work and dedication. Kia, thank you for believing in our vision. And thank you to the entire We Talk Radio Network family.
Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how this show has impacted your life over the past 2 years.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. God, thank you for two amazing years here on the We Talk Radio Network. We thank you that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that you have in store for us. Thank you for enlarging our territory. Thank you for equipping us as you enlarge our territory. We thank you, God. Order our steps for this week. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and they delight in his way. And God, we thank you. We bless you and give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspiring quote from gospel artist C.C. Winans. The secret to my success in every area of my life is worship and praise to him.
Thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Hello there. This is Sonia Bowman with the Whole You Experience, and I wanted to stop by to congratulate Miss Emily Blue on your second year anniversary. Emily, I'm so happy for you and proud of all you're doing at Brand New Day. I'm wishing you tons of success in the years ahead, and remember, the best is yet to come. So keep going, and congratulations.
Blessings. LaShonda Gary here with Dreamville Success. I am so excited. I want to send a shout out to the one and only Miss Emily Blue. God is doing some supernatural things in your life, and I want to applaud you on your anniversary. I believe that the best is yet to come. Matter of fact, I decree and declare that it is happening right now. Thank you for blessing all of us, your listeners and your subscribers and your partners and the vision partners that have connected with your ministry. I am so grateful for you, and I thank God for you. I pray supernatural favor will overtake not only just you, your family, the entire ministry. Blessings. Have a great anniversary.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.